B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn brachas daf nun tes. We're going to start on daf nun ches amud beis, two lines from the bottom. We mentioned a few lines earlier a posuk that says oyse osh kesil v'chima, referring to a number of the mazolis, the constellations. The Gemara's already discussed the constellation of Ksil and that of Kimo, and now the Gemara is going to discuss Osh. Says the Gemara, my Osh, what is this constellation called Osh? Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said Yoisa, it's the one known as Yoisa. My Yoisa, says the Gemara, Omri lo zonov tle, v'omri lo resha de'egla. And we have already discussed that there's a muzzle, a constellation, one is called Kimo, the other one is called Ksil. And they correspond, or maybe they are, it's a discussion in the Mefarshim here, but they are also referred to as Tle and Shoir, or Egel. The Kimo, which was the very cold constellation, is parallel to Tle, and the Shoir, or the Egel, is parallel to the Ksil, which is the very hot constellation. Now this constellation called Ash is in between the two. And the question is it at the foot, the tail, the end of the Tle, or the Kima, or is it the foot of Shoir or Ksil? That's what the Gemara says. Some say it's the tail of the Tle, the ram, and others say it's the head of the Egla, of the bull. And the Gemara says, Umistabra commander Omar Zon of Tle, it's reasonable, it's comfortable to assume that this Osh is, even though the tail of the Tle and the Roish of the Egel, they are very close to each other, because the Ksil, or the Shoir, the Egel, follows directly behind the Tle. But it's probable to say that this Osh is actually those stars that make up the constellation at the tail of the Tle. Why? Tichsiv, it says in the pasuk, V'ayish al boneo tanchim, that the constellation of Ayish, which is the Osh, seems to need some comfort for her children. Alma, we see from there that Chosra, that Osh is missing some of her children, which means some of her stars are missing. And we know, Umischazia, and we from just looking at the constellations, we know that Katarfa de Torif, the tail of the ram, the tail of the Tle, is actually missing some of its stars. It looks like it's been beaten by a hammer. When you've got a hole in a vessel, you beat around it with a hammer, and that way the hole closes up. And this constellation called Osh, it looks like it's been beaten. It looks like there's an indent, a groove, and the tail of the Tle looks that it's got such a dent. So we assume that the Osh is the tail of the Tle. And now the Gemara is going to explain, how can it be that Osh is missing some of its stars? Says the Gemara, V'hai de'oz lo basra, the reason that Osh is following the Kimo, which is this Tle, is as follows. De'omro lo, havli bonai, because the Osh, so to speak, is saying to the Tle, give me back my two stars that are missing. Give me back my children. When Hashem wanted to bring the Mabul, the flood, to the world, Hashem took two stars out of the constellation of Kimo, of the Tle, and that contributed to bringing the Mabul to the world. When Hashem wanted to fill up that gap in Kimo, not al shnei kechovim mi ayish, he took two stars from the ayish, which was at the tail of the Tle, v'sosma, and he closed up the hole in the Tle, in the Kimo. Asks the Gemara, v'lihadarle, why didn't Hashem return the two stars he took from Kimo, give it back to Kimo? Why did he have to take the two stars from Esh? Says the Gemara, two reasons. Number one, Ein Habor Mismale Mechulyosi. We know that when you dig a pit and you have a pile of earth that you've taken out of it, if you would put all the earth back, it would not actually fill up the whole hole. We actually saw this concept at the beginning of the Masechta. And therefore, taking the stars out the stars you've taken out of the constellation of Kemah and then you put it back in, it will not actually fill the whole gap. And another reason, a prosecutor cannot become a defender. The two stars that were taken out and contributed to bringing the Mabul cannot be the ones that are then going to be put back to stop the Mabul. Ask the Gemara, why didn't Hashem just create two new stars and fill up the gap in Kemah? Why did you have to take two stars from Osh? Says the Gemara that we have a rule. Ein kol chodosh tachas hashomesh. After the world was created, no new creations are created. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Nachman, Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachziron lo. At some point in the future, Hashem is going to give the Esh stars back to Esh, Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, V'ayish al boneo tanchim, that Ayish will be led together with all her stars, which means that at some point all those stars will be returned to her. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah, V'al hazvois, that one makes a bracha on zvois. My zvois, what are these zvois? Omer of Katina, Goiha, an earthquake. And now the Gemara narrates, Rav Ketina have a ka'ozil ba'urcha. Rav Ketina was going along the way, Kimoto apischa de be'oiva tamyo. He came to the door, to the home of Oiva Tamyo. The Oiva is a practitioner of Oiv, and this was a typical type of witchcraft or sorcery, which they used the bones of a dead person, of a corpse. And it's seriously, also, it says in the Torah that the Baalei Ha'oiv are, it's a very serious avera. And when he reached this person's house, then gonach goiha, the earth shuddered, started moving. It was a type of earthquake. Omar Rav Ketina said, miyoda oivo tamyo hai goiha mahu, do you oivo tamyo, you witch, the one doing this witchcraft, the sorcery, do you know why the earth shuddered, why there was an earthquake? Romale kola, this Oivo Tamyo raised his voice and shouted out to him, Ktino, Ktino, amai lo yodano. Why should I not know? B'shor shakodesh baruch hu zoicher esbonov sheshruyim b'tzar bein umay so'ilom. When Hashem remembers his children Klal Yisrael, who are enduring in Golus amongst the nations of the world, Moirit shtei dmois liyamagodl, then so to speak, he sheds two tears and they fall into the Yamagodl, into the great sea. V'koiloi nishma misoifa oilom v'atsoifoi. And the sound of these drops falling into the sea can be heard from one side of the world to the other. V'hainu goiha, and this is what causes the earth to shake. Omer of Katina, Rav Ketina said, Oivo tamyo. You, Oivo Tamyo, that we've explained before, Kadiv hu, he's a fraud, he's a liar, umile kadivin, and his words are also deceitful and lies. Ihoch, if he was right, that the reason that there's an earthquake is because of the two tears, so to speak, from Hashem, goiha, goiha mi boyele, then there should have been two earthquakes. Says the Gemara of Elohi, the truth is that Rav Ketina was not really right at this point. Goiha goiha ovid, there were two earthquakes. Maybe it's the various tremors in an earthquake are considered as two, but either way, he says there were two. V'hadula oidele, the reason that Rav Ketina did not agree with this fellow was kihecha deloi lit'i kule alma basrei, just to make sure that no one else would follow him. If Rav Ketina would agree with him, he would seem like a credible person, and people might chas v'shalom follow him and his practices. Rav Ketina didei Omar, Rav Ketina himself explained why an earthquake happens. Soifek kapov, it's when Hashem, so to speak, claps his hands. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, V'gam ani ake chapi al kapi, v'ani choisi chamosi. I too, says Hashem, will pound one hand upon another hand, and I'll put my anger at rest, so to speak. And from the sound of Hashem, so to speak, clapping his hands, the earth tremors. Reb Nos Noimer, Reb Nos explains, when do earthquakes happen? Anocha misanech. It's, so to speak, when Hashem, he gives a sigh. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, v'anichoisi chamosi bom v'hi nechomti, that I will put my anger at rest, and then I'll find consolation. Just as humans when they're very, very angry, then when they release a sigh, it eases them a little bit, it calms them down. So if the Pasuk says that Hashem, so to speak, did something to put his anger at rest, then it means that Hashem, so to speak, gives a sigh. And Ibn Osman understood that when Hashem gives a sigh, it makes the world tremor. Continues the Gemara of Rabbanon Omri. Boyet Barakia. When, so to speak, Hashem kicks the sky, called Rakia, that causes the earth to shudder. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Heidor Kedoyrchim Ya'ane Eskol Yoshvei Ha'oretz. When he shouts, Heidod, like those who trample the grapes in the winepress, to all the inhabitants of the land. That means Hashem, he shouts Heidod to all the inhabitants, and when he shouts this Heidod, what does he do? It feels like those who trample the grapes in the winepress. And when Hashem kicks the sky, he kicks the rakia, it makes the whole world tremble. Continues the Gemara of Acher bar Yaakov Omar. Rav Acher bar Yaakov explains what causes an earthquake. Doichuk es raglov tachas kisei hakovod. So to speak, Hashem pushes his feet under the kisei hakovod. As it says in the Pasuk, Koyomar Hashem, Hashemayim kisi. Hashem said that the heaven is my throne, the kisi. Va'oret hadoim ragloi. And the earth is my footstool. So when Hashem pushes his feet under the throne, then he moves around his footstool, so to speak. And since the earth is his footstool, when Hashem pushes his feet under the throne, it causes the world to tremor. And ra'omim is thunder. And now the Gemara is going to discuss what causes thunder. Asks the Gemara, my ra'omim, what's the cause of thunder? The Gemara is going to give four answers, four explanations. Omar Shmuel explained, Anoni begalgalo. When two clouds collide with each other, that causes a thunder. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Koil ramcho begalgal, the rumble of your thunder, which was in the rolling wind, Heiru barokim, they caused lightning bolts to light up the world. Tevil rogzo, the earth trembled. Vatira Ashoretz, and the earth roared. So you see from there that there's a concept that the koil ra'amcha, the voice, the sound of the thunder is bagalgal. It's because of the rolling of the winds. And the rolling of the winds causes the clouds to collide with each other, and that's what makes this sound. Rabbanon Omri, Anoni deshofchi maya lehadodi. The thunder is caused when the clouds pour water from one to each other. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Lekoil titoi hamoin mayim bashamayim. The sound of his placement of a multitude of water in the heavens. You see that the water is, there's a multitude of heavens and of waters in the heavens, and they cause a sound. That's the sound of the thunder. Rabbi Acher bar Yaakov Omar, Barko takifo deborik anono. That the thunder is caused by a lightning bolt that strikes a cloud. When the lightning strikes a cloud, then umitbar gzize debarzo, it causes the hail in the clouds to shatter, and that's the sound of the shattering hail caused by lightning that hits the cloud. That's what causes the sound of the thunder. Ravashi Omar, Anone chalchule mechalchule. There are some clouds that are hollow. V'osi zika omenashe v'apumayu. And the winds blow over the openings of these hollow clouds. V'domi kazika alpumdomi. And this is a similar phenomenon that we're all aware of, that when the wind blows over the mouth of your vessels, of barrels, then it creates a sound. So too, when the wind blows over the mouth of these hollow clouds, it causes a sound, and we hear that as thunder. Says the Gemara, Mistabraka of Acher bar Yaakov, it's probable that what really causes these thunder is what Rabbi Acher bar Yaakov said. And Rabbi Acher bar Yaakov said it was the lightning that strikes the pieces of hail and shatters them in the clouds that causes the thunder. Deborik barko umename anoni v'osimitra. That the lightning flashes and that causes the clouds to rumble, and then the rain comes down. So you see that the lightning influences that what happens in the clouds? What happens in the clouds that the pieces of hail get broken up, and the broken up hail pieces come down in the form of rain? Continues the Gemara. Va'al haruchis, there's a special bracha mentioned in the Mishnah that you say on the winds. My ruchis, what does ruchis mean? How much does how strong does a wind have to be to make a bracha? You don't make a bracha on every breeze. Omar Abaya za'afa, only if it's a very, very strong wind. Va'omar Abaya, Abaya said, Gemiri de za'afa ba'leilya lo'yhava. We know, we've received this by tradition, that a very, very strong wind will not occur at night. Asks the Gemara, v'okachazinon de'hava, we've all experienced strong winds at night. Says the Gemara, Ahuda aschulei b'yamama. In those cases, these strong winds actually started in the day and continued into the night, but they don't start at night. V'omar Abaya, Gemiri Abaya said that we have a tradition, Dezafo tarti shoi loikoi, that these very, very strong winds never last for 2 hours. L'kayim ashenema, to fulfill what it says in the Pasuk, Loisokum pa'amayim tzora, that a misfortune will not arise twice, referring to the 2 hours of these very strong gale winds. Asks the Gemara v'chazinon dekoi, we've seen very, very strong winds that last for 2 hours. Says the Gemara, demafsik beina beina. It might feel and seem like it's been going non-stop for 2 hours, but really it stopped in between, and it was two winds that were each less than 2 hours each. Continues the Gemara. The Gemara is bringing the next part of the Mishnah. V'ala barokim oimer, on lightning we say the bracha of Baruch shekoichoy gvorosoy mole oilam, that Hashem's strength and might fill the world. Ask the Gemara, my barokim, what are barokim? Omarova barko, lightning. V'omarova barko yuchida, a single lightning. Ubarko chivra, and a white lightning. Ubarko yuroiksa, and yellow lightning. V'anonei desolkon bekeren marovis v'asyon mikeren droimis, the clouds that come up on the western corner of the sky and then come around from the southern corner of the sky. V'tarti anoni, and two clouds, the solkon chada la'apechaverta, that each one goes into the face of the other. Kulhu koshin, all of these are not a good sign. They're all signs for some trouble going to happen. L'may nafkemina, why does Rava tell us this? What can we do about it? Says the Gemara, L'mi b'rachmim, you can daven to Hashem for mercy. When any of these types of lightning or clouds come up, then you know that you're in for trouble. Daven to Hashem to have mercy on us. V'han emili b'laylo, but this is only true when it happens at night. Aval b'tzafra, if any of these happen in the morning, less be mashosha, then they have no relevance. There's no substance to them. We don't need to worry about them. Omar of Shmuel bar of Yitzchak, Hana anona de tzafra, those clouds that come up in the morning, less be mashosha, they have no real substance. Tichsiv, as it says in the pasuk, v'chazdechem ka'anan boike. Hashem was saying that the kindness of Ephraim and Yehuda, he was saying the kindness has no substance. It's like the morning clouds and like the dew that departs in early morning. He was saying that the Anan Boika, the morning clouds, carry no substance. And that's what we said before, that when you see these clouds in the morning, don't assume that you can rely that there's going to be a nice, good rain and it's going to be a bracha. No, it's going to have no substance. Omale Rav Papa asked Abaya, Ha'omre Inchu, people say, Kad miftach bove mitra, if when you open your door of your home in the morning, early morning, and you see these clouds, then you can assume very heavy rains and good rains are going to come down. And he says, what these clouds are really telling us is, Bar Chamra, you donkey driver who are planning to go around selling your wheat, Moich Sakich Ugni, You can fold up, double over the sackcloth that you were sleeping on and go to sleep upon it. There's going to be so much rain that you're not going to manage to sell your wares very much. You'll have to sell them for very cheap. It's not worth your while. Just go back to sleep. So you see here that the clouds early morning, or the rain, the mitra, when the rain comes early morning, it's going to be a rain, which is going to be a powerful rain. Says the Gemara Lo Kasha, Hod Kotar Be'eva, when are the morning rains going to be beneficial? That's referring to when the sky is full of clouds, the thick clouds in the sky, then you can assume there will be a good rain, a beneficial rain, and then we tell this, the donkey driver, to go to sleep. Hod Kotar Ba'anoni, but those morning clouds that have no substance whatsoever is referring when there's just a few thin clouds in the sky. Not much is going to happen with that. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Alexander, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Lo nivru ra'omim, the thunder was only created, elo lifshoit akmum yeis shebolev, in order to straighten out the crookedness of our hearts. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, velikim oso shiyiru milefonov, Hashem acts in a way that will help man stand in front of him in awe. And one of the ways that Hashem does that is by causing and by bringing us thunder. Continues the Gemara, V'omer Rabbi Alexandria, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Haroya es hakeshes ba'onon. If somebody sees a rainbow amongst the clouds, Tzorich shayipoil alponov, he has to prostrate, he has to bow down onto his face. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, like the appearance of a rainbow that would be in the clouds, so it says that when I saw the Mare Akeshes, the rainbow, and I fell on my face. So you see from there that when you see a rainbow, you have to prostrate before Hashem. Says the Gemara, Layit alob marova. In Eretz Yisrael, they very much disencouraged and cursed and condemned this practice of prostrating before Hashem when seeing the rainbow. Bishum de merze commander sogid lekashta, because it would appear as if he's bowing to the rainbow itself, and that's very serious. Avol bruche vade mevorich. When you see the rainbow, you don't prostrate, but you definitely have to make a bracha. Asks the Gemara, Maim Mevorich, what bracha do you make? Says the Gemara, Boruch Zoichir Abris, blessed are you Hashem, who remembers the covenant with Noach. You promised you're not going to bring another Mabul, and when there's a risk, or where there's a danger, or when we deserve that there should be another Mabul, instead of bringing a Mabul, you're going to show us the rainbow. You're showing us the rainbow, and you're remembering your promise to Noach. But Masnitatona, in the Braisa, it says a different text of a bracha. Rabbi Shmuel ben Oish, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika Omer, Ne'emon bevrisei v'kayin b'mamori. Hashem is trustworthy, reliable in his covenant, and fulfills his words. So what bracha do you say? Omer of Papa, Hilkoch nimrenu l'tarvayu. Since there are two opinions of what bracha to make, say them both. And what? So how does that go? Boruch, blessed are you Hashem, Zoicher Abris, you remember the covenant, V'ne'emon bivrisoi, and you are trustworthy and reliable in your covenant, V'kayim b'mamori, and he fulfills his words. You say both endings. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah, Al Hehorim, V'al Agvois, on the mountains and on the hills, the seas, the rivers, the deserts, one makes a bracha of Oisei Maisei Bereishis. Asks the Gemara, Otu kol hani de omron ad hashta, lav Maisei Bereishis ninu? All the things we've mentioned till here, the thunder and the lightning and all the things we've just learnt in the Gemara, are they not Maisei Bereishis? Why do you say that on those you say Shakoichu Gvorosei Mole Olam? And just on these, on the mountains and the hills, etc., on those you say Oisei Maisei Bereishis? Voksiv, Brokim Lamotor also. There's a pasuk that says explicitly that Hashem made the lightning bolts for the rain. So you see that it was Hashem at Maisa Bereishis, when he created the world, he created lightning. So why on the lightning, for example, do you make a brach of Shekoichu Gvorosei Mole Olam and not Oisei Maisa Bereishis? Says the Gemara, Omar Abaya, Kroich v'toni. It's true, you have to blend in both parts of the Mishnah and on all the things that we mentioned in the Mishnah, you can say either both brachos, oisem ha'isa b'reishis and shekoicho yikvoros imole oilam. And according to Abaya, we sort of rearrange the Mishnah that the whole list of everything we mentioned till now and ends off with two brachas, oisem ha'isa b'reishis and shekoicho yikvoros imole oilam, with one bracha that says both endings, oisem ha'isa b'reishis and shekoicho yikvoros imole oilam. Rava Omar, Rava argues with Abaya, and he explains like this, Hasam mevorich tarti. The whole first half of the Mishnah that we learnt, the comets, the earthquakes, the thunder, etc., that one can, there, one makes two brachas. One can, because both Oisei Maisei Bereishis and Shekoichoi Gvorosei Mole Oilam are applicable to them. Baruch Shekoichoi Mole Oilam, V'Oisei Maisei Bereishis, both those brachas apply. And there's a machlokes v'shoinim whether you make two brachas or whether you can make any one of those two brachas. Tosu says you make one of two. Other Rishonim, the Rashba says you make both. Hocha, but all the things we're mentioning from here, the mountains, the valleys, etc., that they are not things that move around. They are stationary. Oisem Maisa Bereishis Ika, only Oisem Maisa Bereishis apply. But Shekoichoi Mole Oilom Leka. That when it says that the bracha, that Hashem's strength, fills the whole world, then with the comet that we mentioned, or the earthquakes, and things like that, then it can be seen from far, it's felt from far. So there's a feeling that Hashem's strength is Mole Olam, fills the whole world. But mountains, there's nothing about the mountain you're seeing that has any effect on anything beyond the mountain. It's not Mole Olam, it doesn't fill the world. And therefore you can only say the bracha of Oisei Maisei Bereishis. So continues the Gemara, Omre Bishua ben Levi. Horoye Rakia Betaroso, if one sees an amazingly clear sky, which bracha do you make? Baruch Oisei Bereishis. You make the bracha of Oisei Bereishis. Emosai, when can you make this bracha? Omar Abaya ki osa mitra kula laila, if it was raining a whole night, ubetzafra osa istona, and in the morning a northern wind came, and blew away all the clouds and revealed the heavens. At that point, you see a clear sky, you can make the bracha. Rav Chisda argued with Abaya. The Omer Afram Bar Papa, Omer Rav Chisda, Miyoyim Shechorav Beis Hamikdash Lo Nira Rokia B'Taharosa. From the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the sky has never been seen in its clarity. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Albish Shomayim Kadrus, Hashem says, I close the heavens in blackness, V'sak Osim Ksusam, and I make a garment, so to speak, for the heavens, made of sackcloth. So you see that the sky is not, from the time of the Churban, is never completely clear, and therefore this bracha cannot be made like that. Continues the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon. Horoye chamo bitkufoso. If somebody sees the sun in exactly the same position as it was when Hashem first put the sun in place on the night of the fourth day of creation, levono bigvoroso, the moon in its strength, which means also when it comes back to its original position, v'kichovim b'mesilosom, and the planets that are going back in the same position as they were when they first started, umazolis kesidron, and the mazolis are in the same order as they were when they were first created, in all of those, oimer boruch oisei bereishis. You make the bracha of oisei bereishis. Asks the Gemara of Amos Hava, how often or when does that happen? Says the Gemara Omer Abaya, kol esrim ushmoino shnin, every 28 years, v'hodar machzer, the solar cycle begins again, v'noflo at tkufas nisan b'shabtoi, and the tkufa of Nisan, it falls exactly on the hour of Shabtoi, which is known as Saturn, b'urta detlas nogi arba, on the evening between Tuesday and Wednesday. And there's very lengthy and complicated explanations why this is and how this works, but we want to keep this Shia simple, so we'll just understand and know there's the Birchas HaChama once in 28 years, and this Gemara is the source. And you can look here in the Mefarshim, Rashi elaborates a little bit why, how this works and why this works. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Haroye, Hayom, Hagodol, somebody who sees the great sea, makes a bracha, She'oso es Hayom Hagodol. But the Mishnah says you only make this bracha if you see the Yam Hagodol, the great sea, occasionally. Asks the Gemara, Leprokim ad kama, how long, what's called occasionally, every how often can you make the bracha? Omar Rami bar Abba, Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, ad shloishim yoim. If you haven't seen the Yam HaGodol for 30 days, then it's called that you're seeing it from new, and you can make this bracha again. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rami bar Abba, Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, Horoye pros. One who sees the river Pros, mentioned in Parshas Bereishis, Agishra de Bovel, on the bridge of Bovel, Oimer makes the bracha Baruch Oisei Bereishis. And the reason for this is that we assume that the part of the Pros that you see on that bridge is a part that was never ever interfered with by people, and the flow of this river is exactly in the place and pattern in which Hashem initially created it, and that's why you can make this bracha. Says the Gemara of Ha'idna, Deshanyo Parasoi, but now that the Persians have changed the course of this river Pros, Mibei Shavur Ule'el, you can only make the bracha from the place called Shavur and upstream, because that they didn't interfere with. But from there and down, you cannot make this bracha, because it's not anymore exactly in the way it was first created. Rabbi Yosef Oimer, Rabbi Yosef says, Me'ihi Dekira, Ule'el, you can only make the bracha from the place called Ihi Dekira and upstream, and because only from there and up we can be sure it has not been interfered with. V'omar Rami bar Abba, Horoye Diglas Agishra Deshabistono. If somebody sees the river Chidekel, also mentioned in Parshas Bereishis, from the bridge of Shabistono, Oimer Oisemaisa Bracious. He can make Oisemaisa Bracious because, like we said before, we assume it has not been tampered with by people. Ask the Gemara, my Chidekel. The word Chidekel, which is really this river we just mentioned, Diglas, why is it called Chidekel? Omer of Ashi, Shemeimov Chadim Vekalim. Its waters are very, very sharp, clear, and light. It's light on the digestive system, it's healthy to drink it, and the Ches Dalad of Chadin and the Kuf Lamad of Kalin spell out Chidekel. My Pros, why is the river Pros called Pros? Shemeim of Porin Verovim, because its waters are very fruitful and they multiply even in the absence of rain. Continues the Gemara of Omarova, Hai de Charifei Bnei Mechoza. The reason that the people of Mechoza are very sharp in their minds, Mishum Deshosu Maed Diglas, it's because they're drinking these waters of the Chidekel, which are very Chadin Vekalin. Hai de Gichoyre, the reason that these people in Bnei Mechoza are reddish in color, is Mishum de Meshamsha Biyamama, is because they have marital relationships in the day, in the light of the sun. And the reason that their eyes, they flutter, they move backwards and forwards, Mishum de Daira Babayis Ofil, is because they live in dark homes and they get used to squinting. Continues the Gemara, Va'al Hagashomim. The Mishnah says if you see rain, then one makes a bracha, a special bracha mentioned in the Mishnah. The bracha mentioned in the Mishnah is that on the rain, and on hearing Besurais Toivois, good tidings, one makes a bracha of Hatoiv Vameitiv. That Hashem is good, and He does good. Says the Gemara, Va'ala Geshomim Hatoiv Vameitiv Mevorich. Does one make a bracha of Hatoiv Vameitiv on the rain, like it says in the Mishnah? Va'omer Bavo, Va'omer Lob Masnitetoni. Either we saw in a Braisa or a Bavo said, Me'imosai Mevorchin Ala Geshomim. From what point does one make a bracha over rain? When there's so much rain that when the raindrops reach the ground, they are splashing on existing puddles of rain, and drops are coming up towards the rain that's coming down. Mai mevarchim, what bracha do you make? Omer of Yehuda, you make the following bracha. Moidim anachnu loch, that we thank you, Hashem, al kol tipo v'tipon, for every single drop of rain, she'rad tolonu, that you've brought down for us. Rabbi Yechanon Masayim Bahochi, Rabbi Yechanon ends this bracha, ilu finu mole shiro kayom, if our mouths were as full of song as the sea, etc., like we say in the Nishmas every Shabbos, einonu maspikim lohoides loch Hashem elikeinu, it would not suffice to be able to thank you enough. And you continue with all the things it says in Nishmas until Boruch Ato Hashem Roiv Haidois. Blessed to you, Hashem, with most thanksgivings. Roiv Haidois, ask the Gemara of Loi Kol Haidois. You're thanking Hashem with most of the thanksgivings and not with all of the Haidois. Omarava, Eima Hokel Haidois. You should finish off the bracha, the Hashem of thanksgivings, which means that you are the Hashem that all types of thanks you're deserving. Omer Rav Papa says, Hilkoch, since it's not clear how to finish this brocha, you should nimrenu tarvayu, you should say both endings, roiv ha'idois, that many thanksgivings are coming to you, v'okel ha'idois, and the God of all the thanksgivings. Ve'elokashya, but now we're back to the question. In the Mishnah, it says that on the rain you make a bracha of Hatov Ametiv, and here we see in a brisa that you make a bracha of Moedim. Moedim anachnu loch, al kol tipa v'tipa, etc. Says the Gemara, loy kasha. We can explain when you make this bracha, when you make that bracha. Ha deshoma mishma. If you just heard that the rain had come down, but you haven't actually seen the rain, then you make the bracha of Hatov Ametiv. But when you actually see the rain, then you make the bracha of Moedim Anachnu Loch. Ask the Gemara, the Shoma Mishma, if you make the bracha of Atov Ametiv when you just hear about the rain coming down, Hainu Basura is Toibes, then that's exactly the same, it's equivalent to what it says immediately following in the Mishnah, that on Basura is Toibes you make Atov Ametiv. You don't need to say the same thing twice, that somebody who sees the Geshomim and somebody who has Besuras Toivos, if the Brach of Atov Ametiv on the rain is only when he just heard that there was rain. Utnan, we already learnt Al Besuras Toivos Omer Boruch Atov Ametiv. There's no reason to repeat it separately. Says the Gemara, Elo, Idi Ve'idi Dechozi Merzi. Both Brachos are referring to seeing them with your own eyes. Sometimes you make Hatov Ametiv, and sometimes the Moedim Anachnu Loch, V'loi Kasha, and I'll explain to you when. Ha De'osa Purta. When there's just a little bit of rain, then you say the Moedim Anachnu Loch. Ha De'osa Tuva, but when a lot of rain comes down, then you make the Brocha of Hatov Ametiv. V'boi Seima, or different explanation. Ha V'ha De'osa Tuva. Both Brochas are talking about when a lot of rain comes down. V'loi Kasha. Ha De'isle Hod isle ara, when you actually own land, you make a bracha of Hatov Ametiv. Hod lesle ara, if you don't have any of your own land, then you make the bracha of Moedim Anachnu Loch. Ask the Gemara, isle ara, if he's got land, Hatov Ametiv Mavorich, then you say Hatov Ametiv. And now the Gemara is asking from a new set of rules that determine when you say Hatov Ametiv, and it seems that just owning land is not a good enough reason to be able to say Hatov Ametiv. Votnan, did we not learn in a Mishnah? Bono bayis chadosh, if somebody built a new home. V'kono kelim chadoshim, if somebody bought new clothes. Oimer boruch shechayonu v'kimonu. We thank Hashem for has kept us alive, sustained us, and brought us to this time. Sheloi v'shel acherim, if the home he bought or the clothes belong to him and to somebody else, there's two of you together who are appreciating the new home that you have. Oimer atov ametiv. At that point, you don't say shechionu, you say atov ametiv. So we have a question here. If you just own a field on your own, you can't say Hatov Ametiv, you should only say Shecheyonu. Says the Gemara, Loi Kasha, Hod Isle Shutfus. When you have a partner in the property on this field, then you can make the bracha v'atoiv ha'meitiv, because there's two of you who are appreciating the rain. Hod lespe shutfus. But when you don't have a partner, then indeed you just say shecheyonu, because you're happy that the rain has come down. V'atanya, and proof to this is what we saw in a braisa, k'tzoro yishel dova, that to sum up the issue, al sheloyhu oimeir, when something good happens to some on your own, there's only one of you, Boruch Shechionu Vukimonu, you make the bracha of Shechionu, Al Shaloi Val Shel Chaveiroi, Boruch Hatoiv HaMeitiv. If there's two of you, then you make Hatoiv HaMeitiv. Asks the Gemara, V'chol Heicha Delechs At Lachrina Behadei, is it true that when you're the only one who's appreciating something, Loi Mevorech Hatoiv HaMeitiv, there's no Hatoiv HaMeitiv? V'atanya, did we not learn in a braisa, Omrule Yoldo Ishto Izochar, if somebody told him your wife gave birth to a baby boy, Oimir Boruch Hatoiv HaMeitiv, he makes the bracha of Hatoiv HaMeitiv, and he's enjoying this child. Where's the second person? Says the Gemara, Hosam Nami. There too, there's another person who's with you, appreciating the same child. Deiki Ishto Behadei. His wife is happy with him. She too is happy that she had a baby boy. Toshema Meis Oviv Vuhu Yerushoi. If somebody died, his person's father died, and this person, he inherited his father. B'tchilo Oimer Boruch Dayinu Emes. The first bracha he makes is Boruch Dayinu Emes, over the tragedy of his father's passing, and afterwards he makes the bracha of Hatoiv HaMeitiv because of the inheritance that he's received now following his father's death. And over here, if he's the only one who's receiving the money, then you see he makes Hatoiv HaMeitiv. Says the Gemara, Hosam Nami, there too, when the braisa says that you make the bracha of Hatoiv HaMeitiv after receiving the inheritance, de'ika achei dekayorti ba'adei. It's assuming that he's got other siblings, other brothers who are together with him, who are inheriting the money. Toshima shinui yain. If in the middle of a meal, after a person made hagofen on one cup of wine, and now a different type of wine is brought to the table, ein tzarich levorich, he does not have to make a boyer pri hagofen again. Shinui mokim, however, if he went from one house to the next, tzarich levorich, he has to make a new bracha of hagofen. V'omer Rav Yosef bar Abba, omer Rav Yochanan, who was said in the name of Rav Yochanan, afal pisha omru shinu yayin einu tzarich levorich, even though we said that bringing out a different wine does not require that he makes a new hagofen, aval oimer boruch hatoiv ha'meitiv, assuming that this wine is a better, higher quality wine, you make the bracha of hatoiv ha'meitiv. And here the Gemara is asking, he's drinking wine on his own, and nonetheless, you make Hatoiv HaMeitiv. This seems to contradict the rule that we've been following, that you only say Hatoiv HaMeitiv if there are two people who are rejoicing together. Says the Gemara, Hosam Nami, here too we have to say, De'ika b'nei chabura d'shosu ba'adei, that there's a group, there's at least one other person together with him drinking together, and since there's at least two people rejoicing together, you can make Hatoiv HaMeitiv. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, in the next shiur, we're going to continue from here.